Coming up in tonight's show, there's music from scary bands like Frankenstein, Alien Sex Fiend, Zombinda and the Skeletones, Demented Argo and Nick Cave. And Band of the Year, Heat One winners, Alcohol, join me in the studio. And believe me, it's always nice to have alcohol in the studio. Frenzy and Cry or Die there, a cheeky little extra song because we couldn't get the song that we wanted to play because we didn't get the band that we wanted to have who were the ones doing that. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You're listening to Paulie B on P&D on 103. It's a Halloween special. I'm now joined in the studio by Alcohol. Give yourselves a round of applause, folks. Yeah. Coming in, Alcohol. Now, you have just won through the first heat of the Band of the Year sponsored by this very station. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Indeed. You are correct. And who is that who spoke up first?
That is me, Tony.
That is Tony. And what's your role in the band, Tony?
I stand at the front looking rather uncomfortable and playing guitar sometimes.
Oh, they're right, you know. You do sound camp.
That's right.
Right. And and would you like to just, the other two blokes here, would you like to introduce yourselves
to? Yes, I'm Steve. I play bass guitar.
Steve plays bass. Yes. Tony stands at the front, sings and plays guitar.
And I'm Corey and I sit at the back and just look cool.
So you got no drummer?
Tambourine.
Right, so thank you very much for coming in, first of all. I know that you have been waiting a long time to come onto this show, yep. And I was very, very harsh with you and said you had to bring out a CD first, and you have done that.
Yes,
you've done that, so you've been allowed in straight away. No. So actually, I'm harsh but fair. Now, how did the Band of the Year thing go? Because you got through the heat, didn't you?
Yeah, it went very well. There's lots of coverage on Radio Mansfield all day, and Ian Watkins played the full track.
See, all of you, not just you personally, all of you people out there, you call it Radio Mansfield, and I keep getting told off. It's Mansfield 103.2 FM, the biggest station for Mansfield, Ashford and Bolsover, and don't you forget it.
Okay.
All right.
I've already forgotten it, but...
It took me ages to learn it, man. So you got through the first seat, you did get loads of... the coverage actually was very generous, I thought, on the Monday afternoon.
Yeah, it was great.
Because the event goes out while our show's on. Bad planning, right? And but then it's all done on the Monday, and it's done by text vote or phone vote or
it's
whatever.
Phone vote this week.
It's phone vote this week. Yeah, but it does mean that regardless of how the gig goes for you, it's all about how you sound on the radio.
Yes,
and you obviously sounded the best on the radio, because that must have been very encouraging for you, because that must think
it was great.
Because like to have your style of music on at that time of day, and people like it. Is
winning the hearts of Mansfield.
Yes.
You just wanted to say that, didn't you? I'm sorry, he did say, Paul? They're winning the hearts of Mansfield. You've won the heart, but will you win the minds?
Ooh.
And would you necessarily want the minds of Mansfield? Frankly, I'm a bit worried about the heart.
Not at all like my mind, definitely not.
Right, now, when's your next... So you're into the semi now, are you?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, when... Do you know when that is yet? When you're doing
I think it's like December.
Right, oh, blimey.
Well, they're not said, so...
this is going to drag on, isn't it? Right, but it's a wonderful thing you're doing. Yeah. and you have finally got a CD out that we'll be hearing a track of in a little bit.
Yes.
Is the CD available for purchase?
It will be at our gigs, yes.
At your gigs. Is it also available online?
Not yet.
Will it be available online? A very good idea.
Yes, probably will.
Right, so on that basis, you have got a website. What is the website?
Yep, it's alcoholrock.com.
He's left off the www's, Leon.
I've tuned in sometimes this year.
See, the thing is, since I brought in this rule, this don't say the www rules, I say www so often, I think it's taking longer. But well done, it is alcoholrock.com.
Yep.
What can we expect to find on there?
Legal. Pictures.
Lots of good pictures.
Pictures.
That's about it.
Words.
Some tracks, so guest book.
News of upcoming gigs.
News. Oh, yes.
How can you forget that? There's an animated video on there.
It took 3 years.
That you've done. That took you three years. And you weren't even going to mention it.
No, I drew it and rest up planning.
You just did the whole thing.
Yeah, it's all Corey.
And
it's not
I haven't seen it yet, Corey, but I know one or two people have. He said it's brilliant.
Cool. So make sure
you go onto alcoholrock.com and look at the animated video
called Useless
that's on there.
And Useless it features by name, ninjas
but not nature, and it features ninjas.
Oh yes.
What more do you want? Is there any news of any gig dates on there?
We have got a gig coming up late November.
When's your next gig?
It's November 26th.
And where is it?
And it's at the Old Angel supporting Flisty Kicks.
Okay. In Nottingham. I was down the Old Angel the other day. Very reasonably priced Guinness.
I'll keep it in mind.
I don't know whether I just landed on a happy hour or something. I know they don't need an advert. Two pints for £3.20. It's no wonder Leon's Uncle John goes in there every day, I'll tell you. Right, and I've remembered his name. There you go. Right, I've had a load of questions in for you, Alcohol, and
okay.
I'm going to read them out, and you're going to have to try and answer them quite quickly if we're going to get through all of them. Right, now, I will tell you who each one's from in advance of what the questions are. Oh, first one comes from Trevor Cripwell.
That's my dad.
That's your dad, is it?
Yeah. Hello.
He's a big fan of the band, is he?
No.
No, not really.
My question to the boys is, you've won the Burb Song Contest and the Battle of the Bands here at Clipson. Why have you not got through the heat of... He's a bit harsh, isn't he? Why have you not got through the heat of Battle of the Bands at the Town Mill? Is it the style of music, perhaps? Sounds to me like your dad's not a fan.
Tricky question.
How do we don't know. Two better bands than us, Photo Booth and Josh's Tumour.
Well, I would say that it's just... the thing at the Battle of the Bands very much goes on your performance on the night. Because most of the bands are of a standard. They're all pretty good. Mm. And it does come down to your performance on the night. And if your performance wasn't quite what it should have been, that might have been why you didn't go through. I'd say a very diplomatic answer to your dad.
Well, three.
And you're up against...
But it was a cracking gig.
Three decent bands. Oh, yeah. Right, so what are you saying? We came last.
We don't mind.
Right, but then you went through... Oh, yeah, look, your dad asked rubbish questions.
Explanation.
He's not a boxer, is he?
No, Explanation.
Right, next one. This comes from Barbara. Is that your mum?
I work with her.
You work with her? Yeah. What, you work with his mum?
Yeah.
Don't want to know what kind of occupation that is. This is from Barbara. Thank you, Barbara. She says, I have three questions for you, that's me, to put to Alcohol. Who are your influences?
Green Day.
Offspring.
Pearl Jam. That'll do. Excellent. So, yeah, all good choices. All bands we've played on the show. Not that Leon would know. He don't know what any of the music is we play.
A bit of Girls Aloud in there as well.
I'll tell you what.
I love them.
We might have some next week for you, because I happen to like their new single. What am I like? Clearly, a bit more camp than you thought, listener of Mansfield. Now, all right, thanks very much, Barbara. Really inspiring question, that. If you could pick any venue to play, where would it be and why?
Rock City, I think.
Aim higher than that.
Yeah,
Wembley.
I was going to say, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'd aim
Madison Square.
I would actually aim a bit higher than that, what with Wembley not being there.
The moon. No?
You'd like to play on the moon.
All right,
please, yeah.
Glastonbury, then.
Significantly bigger than Rock City.
Well, I was going high.
You were going high, yeah.
But you shot.
Just a big gig, basically.
Yeah.
You'd like to do a big gig in front of thousands of people. Right, why are you called Alcohol?
Westlife was already taken.
A stock answer, Terry, that I've heard before.
I've been thinking about that for two months.
Say, you've been
thinking about that.
That's cool. It's incredible, though, that you think, no disrespect to the name of your band, but I would have thought, loads of other bands would have thought of being, of calling themselves Alcohol, and they probably just thought, oh, someone else must be called that and let it go. And you just went, we'll be called Alcohol. Yeah. And it's brilliant. Have you had any, have you found out whether there is another band?
I think there's
anywhere?
One. In New York.
Right, they don't count then?
Yeah.
God, no, we've had it for 10 years. They can come to fight us for it.
Yeah.
Or you. Maybe you don't want to be admitting you've been going for 10 years there, Tony. thank you very much for your questions, Barbara. Next one on, Ulri, chaps. Right, this is from Kev.
Oh, dear.
All right, Kev.
What are your nicknames?
Mine's T, sometimes.
T.
Plank.
Just T Plank Erm. You know, that'd be a great name for a band.
Have you got a nickname? I've not really got one.
Yeah.
That'll do. That's
question.
From now on.
From now on, you will be known as Erm. All right. That's
on the T-shirt.
Oh, Tony was recently on a radio show interview. Why was that? Because he'd gone, oh, Kev, honestly. Right, so we know that. On that said interview, why did Tony keep on saying fabulous and brilliant?
Because it's brilliant and fabulous and
so,
brilliant.
Was this the interview that you did with Adam Somerton?
Yes.
In the afternoon as a result of winning your Heat 1 of the Band of the Year?
Yes, it was. Right. It was very late at night and it was on the phone and I just...
You were drunk, weren't you?
I was drunk.
Well, I was, actually.
So that's why he kept saying fabulous and brilliant because he couldn't think of any other words. What are your views on the local music scene?
It's great.
No, I'm pleased.
Sarcasm or
sure.
not?
No, it is great.
Succinct. One word answers means we get through the questions more quickly. And let's face it, it's only Kev's questions, they don't matter. What are your favourite and worst bands? Open brackets, squirm Tony, lol, close brackets. This lol thing, this thing, it's this texting, isn't it? LOL, I didn't know what it meant. It means laugh out loud. Yeah. Oh, What are your favourite and worst local bands?
That's not fair. Favourites is like Photo Booth, Biggie Sophie, Josh's Tumour. I've got lots of favourites.
Right, so
worst ones.
So three.
So alcohol.
Well, yeah, worst ones are his.
All right, so we're not going down the road of the ones you don't like then?
No.
No, it's not fair.
Like Rainmaker.
Or Lucky Bullet Maker.
Right then, last one. If you could play... Oh, any venue, right, that would be... Thank you very much, Kevin. Thank you slightly disturbingly for signing off. Cheers, my dears. Hey, Mr. Edwards. Oh, this is from Pagey. We've already done a request for him. He's getting this is the Pagey show. That's why it's so scary. Hey, Mr. Edwards. Bloody well, I heard you interviewed in my alcohol. Here's a few questions for the lads. You obviously love South Park, judging by your excellent self-produced DVD.
Yeah.
Is that the animated video that's on
that's
the site?
Yeah,
right.
Animated video.
What's your favourite character in South Park?
Oh, it's going to be Cartman.
It has to be Cartman.
Timmy!
Beefcake!
So, it's basically Cartman. Yeah, I would appreciate if you wouldn't necessarily recite any more lines from South Park, as I'll probably go off air very quickly. Right, so, basically, you outvoted, man, it's Cartman. What's your favourite alcoholic drink? Open brackets, because we all know Corey's is Coca-Cola. Close brackets. What's your favourite alcoholic drink?
I quite pushed a Cheeky Vimto myself.
Cheeky Vimto. A fabulous combination that I would defy anyone to go up to the bar, order a Cheeky Vimto, drink it, and not just feel a little bit cheeky.
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards. It's actually been the downfall of my wife in Flanagan's on a couple of occasions. But she left there smiling.
And Dr. Jack. Don't forget Dr. Jack.
She wasn't with Dr. Jack that night. Right, so Jack Daniels, Cheeky Vimto, anything else? If you'd like the recipe for Cheeky Vimto, I would strongly recommend that you visit the Alcohol Rock website in a week's time, where they will have the ingredients.
Yeah, we'll put on there for you.
Very good. Right, where did you get the Alcolettes from, and are they available to rent?
Got a few words.
Right, so what's that all about then? Have you got some groupies?
Some groupies called the Alcolettes.
The Alcolettes. Do they know that they're called the Alcolettes?
They do now.
Alcolettes.
Yes, they do.
The Alcolettes.
They come and scream at us, and it's great.
They come and scream at you, and it's great.
About 19.
They're about 19. So relieved at you, man. yeah, they're 14. Oh, that 19. Yeah.
It's like watching Bugsy Malone again.
And are they available for rent? What, with custard everywhere? Oh, Paul. Are they available for rent?
We'll see what we can do.
Maybe you can find out alcoholrock.com. They will be updating their website significantly after this very interview. And finally, now that you've achieved megastardom on Mansfield 103, what's next for the band? Hey.
Cheeky Vimto.
Cheeky Vimto straight after
Definitely
the show. I may join
right
you. Because
I've been looking forward to radio station myself.
What, come
this
here?
Interview.
Oh, right, yeah, but now that you've done that, what's so next?
Oh, it's just tough.
You're going to gate crash it next week, eh?
Yeah, that's it.
We're going to come outside.
From now on, we're coming in weekly. Right. This says, cheers, Paul. Really looking forward to this interview. Should be really funny. Pagey, it wasn't.
No, sorry.
Living a lie.
Next week's band are Knott's Rockers Hinterland. And don't forget, if you have any questions for them, email paulb@lastminutecomedy.com and I'll do my best to ask them. Thank you very much for coming in, Alcohol. I hope you had
cheers.
A good time.
Thank you,
I'm sorry I've made you wait this long. What is the name of the track we're going to play? And why don't you introduce it yourselves and I'll press play and then we'll do it and then you can go down the pub.
Okay, this track's called I'm Free Run Around. Cheers.
You hate everything you kept inside. No pain you tried to hide. Well, I can see it in your eyes. I've seen you here locked outside my heart. Cause I didn't want to start this whole thing up again. You hurt me more than 8 years ago. And I didn't want to know. But now you're back again. Yeah. Yeah, but did you ever said that we could? I think that you should. Because my life has changed. And you cannot believe me, you gotta believe my soul has gone to change. You gotta believe me, it's getting out of control. And I am scared of everything I could never see. And me, I am free. Cut off my life, I'm pulling out the jagged knife. Flashing blush inside my heart. I've never met someone completely screwed up. I'm afraid to win the cup. Well done, you gotta fight. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Don't be in and doubt. Well, I don't want you anymore. But made me think that I know what went wrong. I was right all because my life has changed. They cannot believe me, gotta believe my soul has gone to change. You gotta believe me, it's getting out of control. And I am scared of everything that I could never see. And me, I am free. What can I do? I'm set in my ways. I'm lost. Is it just me? One out of three. What cost? I must admit to resubmit my heart. That's all I can do to help me get to be free. I've known you for some time, but not at all. You're the one who could call. I just wait for your time. I tried so hard just to keep you in my view, just because I needed you to see how much I love you. Made me feel alive at a time when I was down, when all I did was drown. Feeling sorry for myself. The time I spent with you was always fine, and I thank you for your time. Because my life has changed. And if you cannot believe me, you gotta believe my soul has gone to change. You gotta believe me, it's getting out of control. And I am scared of everything that I could never see. And me, I am free.